What I really think about positive self-talk is what we're going to get into today's episode. And guess what? It's not what you think. I do have a 3-part series of self-talk. This will be part 3. And I also have a guided meditation for positive self-talk. Come back to HTP Podcast, where we go beyond just strokes and strategy. Everyone talks about having positive self-talk and why it's important. And it truly is. However, there's this frame mind that we're not supposed to doubt ourselves. We're always supposed to be optimistic. As human beings, we're not like that. We are not robots. We do have negative thoughts and we do have emotions. Don't stop yourself from having emotions. It's learning to work with them and processing your emotions. What I really think about positive self-talk, it's a scam. It really is. It was about people to create scenarios in their mind. But if you don't truly believe them, if you don't truly feel those scenarios, positive self-talk isn't going to work for you. And it's also being able to work through times when you're not playing at your best, being able to work through times when you feel like shit on the court and you're still trying to find ways to compete. Some days it's really easy, right? It's like you start to notice, okay, those negative self-talks are creeping in. All right, let me reframe them. Some days it's super easy to do that. Other times when you're really tired, or maybe you're playing against someone you should beat and your game just isn't there, and you're like, why the hell am I losing to this person? What the heck? And from there, you can have a cascade of negative thoughts that just creep in. Why do I not believe in positive self-talk at times? I do think it can work for some people, just not all. And part of this is because there's a lot more happening on our subconscious mind. Sometimes our autopilot will take over even when we don't want to. And we really will be battling ourselves out there instead of competing against our opponent. And we then lose track of what we're even doing. So positive self-talk isn't going to help you in that case. You have gone into your autopilot of the subconscious mind and it is taking over. Just saying, oh yeah, I can do this, but you have something way bigger going on in your mind. Sorry, it's not going to fix it. And this is where my meditations and visualizations actually start to tap into the subconscious mind. And for self-talk, for some people, it's really important for them to get that energy out, whether it's a burst of being really frustrated. God damn it. Right? Some people really need to get that energy out before they can move on. Other people, if they start to do that once, oh man, it's just a snowball effect and they start spiraling right away. So it's important for you to catch yourself before you even get there. Also, understand that each day is different. As you build your mental strength, as you train your mental strength, yes, train your mental strength. It is something you can start to rely on even on days where you don't feel like your best. And Novak is the prime example for this. He is still competing even where most people would have stopped. And his mental strength has really shown how much he has trained into it over the years. I mean, look at him when he just started playing on the pro circuit compared to now. He's a really different person on the court, and it's because he's trained his mind. This is what we do. We train our mind, and that can be what we are telling ourselves and not bypassing just how we feel. Now, there are days you're just going to have to get over how you feel. Yes. And you're like, Jira, you're contradicting yourself. I'm saying each day when you show up, it's going to be different and you have to adjust accordingly. And you can plan. Maybe on certain days where you feel tired, you can write down certain things that have worked for you that day. Or on other times, it just takes one negative thought and you reframed it. You're always going to be adjusting. And that's why having just this simple thing of positive self-talk does not work. Of how positive self-talk can be applicable for you. Actually start meditating. For a lot of tennis players, for a lot of athletes, but obviously tennis players, this is super hard. Sitting still and not being agitated, not having your thoughts take control over all the things you need to do. I know it was really, really hard for me as a tennis player. And some days I just started with 2 minutes. 2 minutes, let me just sit still and breathe and focus on a positive mantra. Sometimes, yes, that is simply how we need to start, but it's not the thing that will actually fix your mental game right away. It is simply the starting place to improve and then adjust as you gain mental endurance. And that's what we're looking for here. Through meditation, you can start to tap into your subconscious mind. This is where it is a game changer. And when people say meditation doesn't work for them, there are 1,000 different ways to meditate. They just haven't found the one that works for them. They try one and then give up and say it doesn't work for them. Sorry, I'm going to say try meditating for the next 33 days. And if that doesn't work for you, then we're going to try another one. Have you ever done that with your technique? I'm sure you have. I'm sure you've tried a technique to make an adjustment to see if it works. You don't just try it once. You try it multiple times. You're like, you know what? This doesn't work for me. I need to make a different adjustment. It's the same thing with our minds, but we think it's this complex thing. We're here to tune in to our thoughts. What are we actually thinking and saying? And then getting deeper into the subconscious mind and programming the subconscious mind. The next step after that is to actually see what patterns are popping up for you. And that's where journaling is huge. It's through journaling, unless you have the money and the funds to see a sports psychologist to break down every element of your mind to you, then great, you have that. But for most people who can't afford that, I'm giving you a simple exercise that you can do, seeing when negative patterns show up. And I really wish someone would have taught me this. I really liked journaling, but I never looked for the certain patterns that were showing up in my game. I would just write down how I played, whether it was good or bad. And that was it. I didn't start to look back 6 months from now being like, okay, what patterns were showing up then? And are these same patterns showing up now? This is where journaling is super effective. So we can start to see those patterns over and over and ultimately become your own positive coach. All right, guys. So now that you know how I truly feel about positive self-talk, my approach is a little bit different. And if you would like more information on this, please leave a review or DM me. Also, share this with your tennis community. It is greatly appreciated. Anytime you share, like, and subscribe, it helps me continue to give you free content. Next time you're on the court, be kind to yourself, play your heart out, and remember, practice makes progress.